The better, the bigger, the better. You know, I said this is a new year. Your clap must be different. Hallelujah. Please welcome to your neighbor to the right and to the left and tell them you are welcome to this wonderful program. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. And then you may please be seated. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Again, it's my privilege to welcome everybody to the year 2016. It's a privilege by God to have spared our lives again throughout last year. Despite all the challenges, God still spared you and kept you and has brought you here safely. My prayer is that God that has brought you here safely will help you to complete it in the name of Jesus. This year, 2016, shall be a year like 20 years for somebody in the name of Jesus. The result you have in this year alone will be like what you have worked for 20 years. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. The result you are going to have in this 2016 will be like the result, the work of 20 years put together. That is, this year will be a year of mega overflows. Things will be flowing better than you thought they would be. In Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible says that he that began a good work is faithful to complete it. So the good work that God has started in your life from 2015, this is the year he's going to complete it. I said this is the year he's going to complete it. In the name of Jesus, the marital good work will be completed this year. The building project will be completed this year. The academic pursuit will be completed this year. Whatever you are chasing in your business will move to a new level this year. Come on, let me hear your big amen. This program will be highly prophetic, and we expect that everybody will be fully ready for the unusual, because in these 12 days, God is going to bless you in the most unusual manner. In Jesus' name, I welcome you to your year of overflowing grace. Hallelujah. Overflowing grace. And so I'm privileged tonight to be speaking on a message titled Introduction to Overflowing Grace. Introduction to Overflowing Grace. I'll be taking this introduction tonight, and then we'll fire on tomorrow morning. But before I move on very quickly, I want you to realize that you are not here for nothing. You are a unique personality. There are no two people like you in the entire world. God did not create the duplicate of you. You are very peculiar and special, specially crafted by God. You are not just a common person. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm special. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm special. You are very, very special. And that's why God has given you the privilege to see this period of overflowing grace. Now, what is overflow? When you say something is overflowing, what does it mean to access something in an overflowing measure? It means accessing resources in surplus size. Accessing resources in such a way that the resources is surplus or excess. Overflowing also means exceeding boundaries or limits. Something given to you that exceed limits, is beyond limits. You can, it's beyond boundaries. It also means running over blessings. When something is running over, is full and it's running over, it's overflowing. When you fill a cup with water and all of a sudden the cup begins to overflow, the water is filled up and you don't stop, then the back of the water begins to taste the water. That's an overflow. Overflow also means accessing uncountable resources. Accessing resources that cannot be counted. This year, that is the realm God is taking you to. I said that is the realm God is taking you to. That is the realm God is taking you to in the name of Jesus. I said that is the realm God is taking you to in the name of Jesus. If you are the person I'm talking about, come on, shout a big amen. Amen. Now, what is grace? When we say grace, what is grace? Grace simply means blessings, divine help, blessings, divine help and assistance, show of love to a man beyond normal. The show of love to a particular person beyond normal. Number two, what is grace? Grace means divine lifting without the use of an elevator. Divine lifting, the lifting of a man or a woman without the use of any elevator. Moving from zero to hero without using any elevator. You moving from nobody to somebody without using anything to climb. Getting up without using the staircase. That will be somebody's case this particular year in the name of Jesus. Number three, what is grace? Grace means divine strength for accomplishment. Divine strength for unusual accomplishment. Divine strength. Divine strength. Divine strength for unusual accomplishment. That was the kind of strength that Moses enjoyed in Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. Moses was 120 years old and his eyes did not grow dim. Neither was his strength abated. He was strong. His natural force was not abated. He was at 120 years, but he accessed grace and he was strong. At 120 years, he wasn't using glasses. Somebody say grace. Somebody say grace. At 120 years, he can still read what a 7-year-old child can read. His natural strength was not abated. He climbed the mountain to go and die. God said, it's time for you to go, to come and meet me. He said, climb this mountain and go there, go and die there. He climbed there himself. Nobody carried him. He wasn't using a walking stick at 120 years. Somebody's here today. In the next 60, 70 years, you will still be very, very strong. Somebody's here tonight. In 100 years to come, you will still be very, very strong. If you are that person, come on, shout a big amen. Come on, shout a big amen. Grace is always given. Grace is the exclusive preserve of God. God is the one that gives grace. Grace is not something that you collect from a certificate from any school. BSc in Graceology. There's nothing like that. Grace is not something you collect from any person, as it were. Grace is given directly from God. He can use vessels to impart you with the spirit of grace. But grace, amongst other things, is from God directly. And for somebody here tonight, that grace will be available to you in the name of Jesus. And grace is something available to all. Titus chapter 2 verse 11. Is available to all. It's just that it's available in different measures. Grace is available to all. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Grace is available to all men. And that's what brings us to the issue of overflowing grace. The grace that is beyond normal, that is beyond expectation, that is beyond what you can get by any other means. That is the kind of grace that God will give you tonight in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, without wasting our time, because tonight is our opening night, we want to pray. We're in a hurry to pray. I want to tell you this very quickly. What is the worth of overflowing grace? We'll talk about two of them tonight and then we'll go to pray. What is the worth? What is overflowing grace worth? What is in overflowing? What is the benefit that can come from overflowing grace? The first one I'll be talking about tonight, it is called favor. The number one thing that comes from overflowing grace is called favor. Now listen to me. You can have favor and not have grace, because grace is superior to favor. But you can't have grace and not have favor. One can use bribery to assess favor, but you can't bribe to assess grace. Any man that has grace must have favor. But anybody can have favor and not have grace. The number one thing that comes to a man, once you see a man that is enjoying favor beyond measure, is a man or woman that have tapped into grace. Grace is something that is beyond normal, that is like a magnet for favor. A carrier of grace is a carrier of favor. A carrier of grace is a carrier of favor. Everywhere he appears, they want to favor him. Everywhere she appears, they want to favor her. Everywhere her name is mentioned, she's the most preferred. That is the level somebody here is going in the name of Jesus. I say that is the level somebody here is going in the name of Jesus. Psalm 102 verse 13 says, thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time has come. Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion. That is, thou shalt arise and have mercy on you, because the time of your favor has come. For somebody here tonight, from today, the 2nd of January, to 31st of December this year, every day will be a day of favor for you. Every day will be a day of favor for you. In Genesis, the Bible tells us the story of Joseph. Joseph was a boy who his father loved so much, but his brother hated him. But because he was a man that had access to grace, he had access to favor. In Genesis 39 verse 1 to 4, explains to us very, very quickly that even while he was in Potiphar's house, he would still access grace. He accessed favor. Favor pursued him to that place. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him out of the hands of Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And the master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. Verse 4. And Joseph found grace. That was the beginning of the success of Joseph. Everything we are talking about in the life of Joseph today, Joseph was blessed. Joseph is this. The beginning of the breakthrough of Joseph was the discovery of the availability of grace in his life. Grace destroyed the disgrace that the brother planned for him. Grace terminated and slaughtered the disgrace that was planned for this boy. Let us push him into slavery and see what he wants to become with all his braggadocious statements. I'm going to become this. All of you are going to bow to me. I'm going to become very big. Maybe some of you are like that here. You have been making a lot of noise around your neighbor. I'm going to be very great. I'm going to do well. I'm going to have good cars. I'm going to prosper. I'm going to marry. My husband is going to be very, very blessed. I'm going to have two boys, two girls. I'm going to do very well. I'm going to fly. Well, you have been saying that and they are looking at you. Friends, by the grace you are going to encounter in these 12 days, all your dreams shall come true. I say all your dreams shall come true. Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put in his hand. He said, that's what grace does. Once you have grace, everywhere you are, he places you in charge. Joseph was not the first slave in that house. But as he entered that house with grace, he was placed in charge automatically. Men and women of grace are placed in charge anywhere they find themselves. Once you see a person who enters an organization, and very soon they are already looking at how to promote the person, they are already giving the person, blessing the person, moving, the person is already moving with the boss, they are already traveling together, things are already working, it's because of grace. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. Once grace rubs off on you, the next thing is favor. For somebody here tonight, that favor will be manifested in your life in the name of Jesus. And the devil thought it would rubbish Joseph. In Genesis 39 verse 21, while he was also in prison, because the wife of Potiphar lied against him, the grace which produced favor pursued him into prison again. But the Lord was with Joseph, That "but the Lord was" means grace was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. The same grace pursued him again from that former place. Pursued him. That is how blessing will pursue you to move forward this year in the name of Jesus. Blessing will pursue you until you move forward this year in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hands all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Somebody who was rejected from his family. Somebody that everybody thought would become nothing. But because grace was upon him, they pursued him and pursued him and pursued him and pursued him and pursued him into greatness. You are the next person they are going to pursue into greatness. Let me tell you this very quickly. There's nothing bad in having enemies as long as those enemies push you into your miracles. Are you with me tonight? There is nothing bad in having enemies. In fact, sometimes if you don't have enemies, you are too comfortable. If you don't have enemies, it's probably because you are not going anywhere. If you are going somewhere, enemies will pursue you. So don't be surprised that you have enemies. Don't be surprised. What is important is that your chest touches the tape. Let them pursue you. They will come in one way and they will flee in seven ways. All their gathering will become null and void. Let them be doing their own. It is to keep you on your toes. Have you seen any great person in the scripture who didn't have enemies? Moses had enemies. Joshua had enemies. Elijah had enemies. Elisha had enemies. Paul had enemies. Peter had enemies. I mean, just name it. Silas had enemies. So enemies, as long as they push you into greatness, they are allowed. For somebody here today, your enemies will push you into your greatness. Your enemies will push you into your greatness. Your enemies will push you into your greatness. Number two, what is the second worth of overflowing grace? What is the overflowing grace? I said number one is favor. Number two is the destruction of mountains and stumbling blocks. The destruction of mountains. And what is a mountain? What is a mountain? A mountain is a hindrance to progress. A mountain is a hindrance to progress. What is a mountain? A mountain is a problem that has persisted for long. It is age long. It is a problem that has continued for more than normal. That's a mountain. Something that has continued and continued. It has continued to reoccur in prayer points. That's a mountain. A mountain is something that has persisted for long. Number three, what is a mountain? A mountain is anything that brings shame. Anything you remember, it brings shame to you. The thought, once you think about it alone, you say, how I wish this cup can pass over me. That's a mountain. Number four, what is a mountain? A mountain is anything that serves as an obstacle to your testimony. An obstacle. Anything that stands as an obstacle that says you will not have testimony in this particular area. And number five, a mountain is a but in someone's life. A but. That lady is very nice, but. That man is very, God really bless him, but. That's a mountain. Until your mountain confront with grace, it cannot but keep standing. Grace is a destroyer of mountains. Until grace collide with your mountain, the mountain will not go. Until grace hits your mountain, the mountain will stand. There was a man in the scriptures, in the book of Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 to 9, called Zerubbabel, who had a mountain. Just like many of us here have our own mountains. Maybe financial mountain, maybe academic challenges, maybe spiritual, maybe attacks, maybe health, a mountain or another. This man faced terrible mountains, and this mountain was about to destroy him. Let's look at it very quickly in the book of Zechariah chapter 4. Verse 6 to 7. For somebody here tonight, I see God blessing you in the name of Jesus. Now look at this. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might. The mountain cannot come down by might. Not by carrying weight. And it says, not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Let's go on. For who art thou, O great mountain? Before Victor Kuforiji. Who art thou, great mountain? Now, Zerubbabel was speaking to this mountain because he knew the solution to the mountain. He knew what can destroy, shatter, destroy, frustrate the mountain. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. And you shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting. He didn't shout. He was just shouting to the mountain. Grace collide with you. Grace collide with you. Grace collide with you. You sickness, the grace of God upon me, collide with you. Verse 9. The hands of Zerubbabel had laid the foundation of his house. His hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. I've come to tell you tonight that whatever mountain that has continued to terrorize you, via the power of grace tonight, they will become a plain in the name of Jesus. I said they will become a plain in the name of Jesus. Anything that represents a mountain in your family, anything that represents a mountain in your business, anything that represents a mountain in your health, tonight they must become a plain. I say tonight they must become a plain. Tonight they must become a plain. Grace has power to floor mountains. I don't care how big your mountain is. If you don't have enough grace to contend with it, it can go. And that's what we have come to tap in these 12 days. Jesus, endow me with overflowing grace that this mountain might be floored. Zerubbabel did not call to any prophet. Zerubbabel did not use any instrument. He just shouted, grace collide with this problem. Grace, that is the grace of God, destroy this problem. Many of us have been working with our power. You have been trying to use your connection. You have been trying to use your beauty. You have been trying to use your money, but everything has failed. It is now time to rely on the grace of God to help you. It is now time for you to rely on God to assist you. Nigeria's situation needs the grace of God. The money is there, but things are not working. The billions are there, but things are still not working. Why? The leaders don't know what we are talking about, called overflowing grace. On the day they know it, that will be the end of our problem. Budget alone can't solve your problem. If you don't have access to God's grace, there is nothing you can do. For somebody here today, in these 12 days, God is going to shower you with his grace. I say God is going to shower you with his grace. You will no longer be a struggler in this nation. Things will come to your attention without any sweat in the name of Jesus. For somebody here tonight, there is going to be a termination of every mountain. I said your mountain shall be flooded from tonight. What stood before you before like a mountain, as you pray tonight, that mountain will become plain in the name of Jesus. Now you are going to rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. And you are going to go ahead and thank him. You are going to go ahead and praise him and magnify him tonight. You are going to praise him. You are going to exalt him. You are going to give him all the praise. Don't forget, you cannot do anything except you first thank God. Until God hears your voice in appreciation, there is nothing you can do. Give him praise. Lift up your voice. 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 And say thank you, Jesus. Magnify him tonight. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Give him all the adoration. Give him all the majesty. Worship him tonight. Appreciate him tonight. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Lift up your voice. Magnify him. Say thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. He sent his word. His word healed them. His word delivered them from all their destruction. Give him praise. In Jesus' name we are praying. As we move into prayers tonight, I want your prayers to be violent. In Matthew 11 verse 12, the Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. There is no way you can bring forth without pushing. You can't bring forth. Nobody will congratulate you except it is after you are pushed. They say, oh, they now hear when they say, oh, congratulations. You are now successful. Until you push, there is no congratulations. If I sweat, Jesus prayed, and his blood was like his sweat was like droplets of blood. Jacob held up to a man. He said, you this man, I will not let you go. He touched him. He said, no, break everything in my body. I won't let you go. Just give me this thing. We are going to start from where we stopped. We are going to shout to God, oh God! Oh God! Endow me with your overflowing grace! Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Endow me with your overflowing grace. Soak me in your grace, Jesus. Bestow upon me grace. Bestow upon me grace. Bestow upon me grace. Bestow upon me grace. I have walked before with my own power. I now need your grace. I now need your grace. I now need your grace. I need your grace. I need your grace. I must not suffer disgrace. Endow me with your grace. Jesus' name we are praying. Zerubbabel was very bold. He faced his mountain and said, who are thou, mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you are going to shout tonight. Who are you, mountain? You are going to mention your name. Who are you, mountain? Before Victor, Oluwarotimi Kuforiji, you must become a plain tonight. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice. Who are you, mountain? You must become a plain. The mountain of poverty, the mountain of sickness, the mountain of stagnancy, the mountain of frustration, the mountain of untimely death. Oh, mountain before me, you must become a plain. Every mountain that has confronted me must become a plain tonight. An end has come to my mountain tonight. Be destroyed before me tonight, all ye mountain. Lerebo shentari borebosa. Mekete pradoko sombrede kerebosa. Lindredo kete pradoko sibiradosa. Every mountain. Be destroyed tonight. I frustrate you. I destroy you. I cancel you. I nullify you. I destroy you. Jesus' name we are praying. Oh Lord, oh Lord, via your grace, via your grace, level all my problems, level all my mountains in the name of Jesus. Now begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Via your grace, via your power, level every problem before me. Level every challenge is before me. Level every stronghold that has continued to ravage my life. Every mountain before me must be leveled. You age-long problem. You age-long challenges. You age-long challenges. Enough is enough. In Jesus' name we are praying. Oh God, via your overflowing grace, add favor to my labor. Pray us in the name of Jesus. Repelembra na katoseze. Ebra mama 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 mama. Repele borobosh. Zebra baba baba baba. Rekete pedo gedebo. Jambra na katosia. Baron pedo gedebo. Zakla kakadaba. Add favor. Add favor to my labor. I must not labor in vain. Jesus. Another year started again. I must not labor in vain. Add favor to my labor. I must not labor without result. Jesus, show yourself in my life. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are coming up. I want us to increase the intensity of our prayers. Do you know that one day is already almost gone out of the 12 days now, just 11 days more. So time waits for no man. Maximize the time. Time waits for nobody. Maximize the time. Time waits for nobody. Oh God, put an end to my travails, to my problems, tonight, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Put an end to my travail, put an end to my challenges, put an end to my problems, put an end to my weeping, put an end to my problems. An end to my pain. Put an end to my problem. Oh God, bring my problem to an end tonight. Tonight is the expiry date of my challenges. Jesus' name we are praying. Oh God, via your grace, help me to escape every trap, every snare set for Impact House, set for its members in 2016. We must escape every snare, every trap. Pray us in the name of Jesus. I must escape. Every trap, every snare, every trap, the devil set for this ministry, set for Impact House, set for the members, every trap the devil has set for us, that trap, we must escape that trap. Every trap the devil has set for you, begin to destroy them, begin to cancel them. You must not enter into the trap of the devil. You must not enter into the trap of the wicked one. I refuse to enter into any trap of the devil. I refuse to enter into the trap of the wicked. I am escaping that trap. I am escaping that trap. I am escaping that trap. My children are escaping that trap. Of my glory, prayers in the name of Jesus. Via your grace, destroy the gadget covering up my glory. My glory shall not be covered up, my destiny shall not be covered up, my life shall not be covered up. Destroy the instrument the devil is using to cover up my glory. Destroy the instrument the devil is using to pull me down. Y es que ribrando que es hombre de que debocha. Destroy every gadget the devil is using to cover up my glory. Jesus' name we are praying. Oh God, oh God, this year 2016, change my story for the better. Oh God, this year 2016, change my story for the better. Oh, you raise your voice and begin to pray. In this year 2016, Jesus, change my story. Change my story. Change the story of my husband for the better. The path of the just is like a shining light that shining more and more until the perfect day. Change our story for the better this year. Oh God. Change my story for the better. Change my story. I need a new song. I want to sing a new song. I want to dance a new dance. Oh God, change my story. Let me sing a new song. Let me dance a new dance. Let me sing a new song. Let me dance a new dance. Very well.
new song in this year. Give me a new song in this year. Give me a new story to tell. Let me tell a better story, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Just before we pray on our cards tonight, the first night, I want you to pray, Father, give me the strength to go on. Give me the strength to go. This is the first day. You have strengthened me as I continue tomorrow and all the other days. Give me, I must not break this chain. I want to do what I've not done before. I want my chest to touch the tape. Give me the strength. Prayers in Jesus' name. Oh God, strengthen me. Give me the strength to continue this grace past. Give me the grace to continue this grace past. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Strengthen me, Jesus. I must not be tired. I must not be tired. I must not be tired. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Quickly bring out your cards. If you don't have one, you can please raise your hand up so that we can be given one.